Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is the midweek special. This is where we talk about stuff that's not going to make it into... Well, this weekend show, and of course, isn't going to make it into last weekend show. Well, if you want to catch up on Around the House, if you're just catching the podcast here and you don't know anything about us, head over to Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter. But Facebook is really where we have probably the most activity, Instagram being second. And of course, I'm over on LinkedIn as well. Here's the thing. We've got a fun show ahead coming up this weekend, and so what we're not going to get to, I want to talk about here in just a minute, but coming up this weekend, I've got Carolyn Blazowski, America's Healthy Home Expert. It's been probably a year or two almost since we've talked to her on the radio, and she's a good friend, and we're going to talk about healthy homes from the expert. And then we've got a remake of kind of just a re-edit of Lieutenant Mike Sampo, Fire Department in New York City. We didn't air all of his interview because of time constraints last time. We aired a lot more of it this time. This is a great interview from a firefighter's point of view of things that when you're building a house, remodeling a house, things you should be thinking about that are dangerous, that are commonplace in new construction today. So there's a lot to be learned in hour number two, and had to do that because we had some scheduling conflicts at the last minute for the show. So got that in, and no worries. We've got that taken care of. But today... we've got a little fun subject to talk about. This has been probably the number one question that I've had over the last, 4 to 6 weeks over the holidays. People want to get rid of their carpet. Maybe they've got pets. Maybe it's muddy. You know, maybe it's sand, whatever it is. And they want to put down some kind of luxury vinyl plank or tile flooring. And they want to get rid of that carpet. So there's a couple things I want to talk about here with that. That really makes a difference when you tackle this project. First of all, is going to be prep. You know, you want to prep it and really take the time on that. Here's the thing. You take up the carpet. You want to get every little staple, you know, piece of drywall, mud, whatever's underneath that carpet pad. That carpet pad was very forgiving. That little rubber pad on the back of your luxury vinyl plank, not so much. So you want to get that really, really flat. And take a look at your manufacturer's instructions. It'll tell you how flat it has to be. Some have a little more flexibility than others, but you want it to be really flat because just about everything will push through that. So that's the first thing. Second that you've got to be careful with is the materials that you actually buy for your project. And you're like, flooring's flooring, right? No, it's not. And there's a couple things that I want you to think about when you do this. All luxury vinyl plank, and even if you're doing an engineered floor or a pre-finished floor, these rules all apply. First off, I want to make sure that you're buying from a major national/international manufacturer. Here's why. That warranty is only as good as the company that is
representing it.
So if you buy a floor and they give you some outlandish, oh, there's absolutely nothing can hurt it, anything is covered by a warranty, and in 6 months they're out of business, guess what? You're stuck. If the company's not there, you've got no warranty. Trust me, my last house, we had vinyl windows in it that had a lifetime warranty. Well, if the company's filed for bankruptcy, guess what? They don't exist. So there's no warranty there. So I want you to think about buying from a major national manufacturer, and there's tons of them out there. My favorite one that I've been using, Metropolitan Floors. They're based out of Vancouver, BC. They are available mostly across the country. And they do a really good job of certifying their flooring to tell you what's in it. And if you remember that with Lumber Liquidators, and that's where I've got a little bit of a problem with those guys. They're a national manufacturer. I still, to be honest, don't trust their products. Now, they could be doing a great job, but after the whole thing with CBS and the millions and millions of dollars that they got fined for the government for saying that they were no added urea formaldehyde while they were putting it in the glue, that makes me nervous. So it's one of those things that I've got to, it's going to take a number of years of them having kind of a clean bill of health for me to really trust the products that they've got coming in and out of that place. Now, their CEO that started it, that was kind of blamed, I guess, in the media for that. If you want to put something to it, he now started another company. He has left Lumber Liquidators board, and now he owns Cabinets to Go. So if you see that Cabinets to Go brand, I don't know. You know, you're going to have to do the math on that yourself. So they are definitely bringing in cabinetry, and I see that they're bringing in flooring too, and they're even private labeling stuff out there, which makes me even more nervous of what's going on out there. So be very careful of that stuff, and do your research and make sure that you've got that really well kind of organized. I mean, that's the thing. I just be very careful with the brands that you use. And even so, I mean, if you walk into Home Depot, for instance, or Lowe's, or Costco, or BJ's, or name one of the different companies out there that are a big box retailer, their entry-level flooring is just that. They've got it marked down low so they can get you in there to buy it, don't get me wrong. But you get what you pay for as far as how it clicks together, how well it holds up, the wear layers, the materials inside of it, you know, the depth of color, the amount of texture. Seriously, there's a huge difference between flooring. So just, if you're going to do that, and be careful when you've got claims, especially on wood floors. When you're using real wood, moisture is really its biggest enemy. That and sun. So you got to be careful with that. You know, I would, if you've got a big thing of windows, I wouldn't put a wood, you know, especially if it's facing towards, you got the sunlight coming in at some part of the day. You know, if it's south, even east or west, you got to be careful because that sun coming in can take cherry, and if you have no UV filters on your windows, all of a sudden that's going to get bleached out and start looking like it's, it'll start looking almost like a gray driftwood. Walnut, you know, go dark first. Walnut will end up looking light gray as well. So be careful of your wood species, but really, water is its biggest enemy, and that goes with pets as well. You know, be careful because pets have their own things with, you know, pet urine and all that stuff. Just, you got to be careful. I would, if you're a pet person, I am not a click-together floor person, you know, or even a pre-finished floor person. I like to see that post-finished where you put the raw wood down, finish it, and you get kind of the better seal on that, in my opinion, because what happens is you tend up to seal between the boards pretty good. If you've got a dog that's got any kind of a bladder issue or cats or whatever else that aren't using their place that they're supposed to go, that can go down in between the boards. And if it's not sealed in there, it'll soak in and get under the finish. And that's just something you've got to be really, really careful with. And I'll be honest, most of those, you know, the pet urine will go through a finish in time. So you got to be really careful with it. And just, you know, if you're going to do pets, no problem. I love pets. We got a couple dogs in the house myself. It's not a big deal. But make sure you've got the right flooring choice for that. So, you know, for me, I kind of like having, you know, I've got a, on my first floor, I've got a sand and finished hardwood that's been super durable. You know, my dogs, you know, would have trashed many other floors beforehand. And then on my second level upstairs, I've got a luxury vinyl plank and I love it. And I actually went with Metropolitan Floors, their Evoke line. That's a great line. And, you know, I believe in it. I paid for it. It's not like they gave it to me. That was something that I had to write a check for. So it's not like there's some endorsement there. It's just a product that I really like using. So, and you can get that across the country and in most places. I think California is about the only place last time I checked that they didn't have distribution yet. But anyway, something to think about when you're getting into flooring, you're getting rid of that carpet, you're trying to come up with something a little healthier. Just make sure you know what you're putting in and you've got a really high quality product because you want it to last. Who wants to go through and spend all that time putting it down and then have a year or two later have it all come apart? And I had that happen with really badly probably 15 years ago with I was one of the first people to try out bamboo. And it sure didn't last. I had it about 18 months in my house before I tore it out because it just didn't hold up to the dogs and kids. And it was just, well, it's grass. You got to be careful with it. And the way that was built, that's how it goes. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Happy Wednesday. Enjoy this new year. I know everybody's busy getting back to it. And I will see you on Saturday. Don't forget our Pro Insider special tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.